If you've noticed a lot more Waymo cars driving around Phoenix of late, you're not alone. The autonomous vehicle company is expanding from its East Valley pilot site with plans to offer driverless service in San Francisco, as well as eventually downtown Phoenix. The East Valley testing began with humans behind the wheel before evolving to driverless rides in 2020. Then last month, Waymo expanded fully autonomous rides to San Francisco and said it plans to soon offer that service here in Phoenix. And if you're wondering what it's like to ride in one of these driverless cars, our next guest is something of an expert. Joel Johnson is an autonomous tech enthusiast and has spent the last year or so riding in and documenting his rides in Waymos in the East Valley. You might better know him as JJ Ricks. He has a series of 70 videos now on YouTube called JJ Ricks Rides with Waymo that feature everything from smooth rides to funny mishaps to taking his mom in a fully self-driving car. I got the chance to chat with him more about the videos and how he's seen the technology change since he first started riding.
I've always had a certain fascination with technology and particularly automation technologies. So I was super excited when I first heard at the end of 2018 when I heard that Waymo was moving into the Chandler area. So I was all over that immediately. But, you know, they take time to roll out. You have to sign NDAs and et cetera, et cetera. So it wasn't really until October of 2020 where I was allowed and able to start posting videos. And really, I was doing that because, you know, I frequent online forums where people talk about self-driving autonomous technology. And there were a lot of questions. I'm like, what does Waymo's service look like? What does their technology look like? And it was really frustrating not to be able to say anything being under NDA. But once I got permission, I went ahead and just started recording a couple of videos. And the response was so positive that I just kept going until I hit 70. So that was it was a good time.
70 videos is a lot. I mean, so tell us about your first ride in one of these vehicles. I have done this like years ago, you know, the ride along in the Waymo car, watching the wheel kind of turn itself. It's a bizarre experience. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I was eased into it, thankfully, a little bit. My first rides had a human safety operator as a as a backup. Like, I began to trust it, you know, and it's actually really easy to start trusting it. I think they've done a really good job, like, crafting the experience to make it really friendly. And then in October 2020, they finally launched that public no driver program, and then That was that. I'm like, my first no driver ride was incredible. I was just giggling to myself the whole time. It was hilarious. It was great. It's my
you could
favorite.
Hear it on the video, I bet. So you've been riding for a couple of years now, documenting your experience in Waymos. Tell us about your impressions, I guess, of the technology, of the way it's changed, of the ways in which it maybe has improved.
So I'd say that the technology has definitely gotten noticeably better since the beginning. There's a lot less like whiplash, braking, you know, that sort of thing, sudden movements. It's all very smooth now. It's very comfortable to ride in. I'd say I'd actually prefer it and pay more for a Waymo ride rather than a Lyft or an Uber because of the consistency of that experience. And, you know, as it gets better, I look forward to actually being able to use it in my daily life.
And you are not at all affiliated with Waymo, correct? This is all independent. You do this sort of as a hobby?
Yeah, fully independent, totally as a hobby. Really, just a big fan of autonomous vehicle tech in general. And so if any other like autonomous company had been, you know, rolling out their service here, I totally would have been all over that too.
So, I mean, tell us some of the stories. I mean, most of these rides, I'm guessing, are relatively uneventful, but I understand you've had some weird or sort of odd moments in Waymo rides. Tell us about those.
Yeah, quite a few of the rides have included a couple of very silly moments where the car gets stuck or has to back out of a dead end or something like that. The vast majority are very, very uneventful, which is kind of, you know, exactly what you want when it comes to a taxi ride. But yeah, one of my favorites is got to be that video number 54 in the series where it came up on a construction zone and then it got stuck because there were cones in the way of where it wanted to go. And then it didn't know what to do. And then it got stuck. And then people tried to come and rescue it. And then it ran away. And then they tried to rescue it and it ran away again. And it just kept going. And it was just hilarious. Oh no. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Be recorded for quality assurance.
Hello.
Why, this is with my mom writer support.
Hey, I see there's some funky stuff going on here. Yeah.
Yes. Joel, so I just wanted to touch base with you real quickly.
Sure.
So it looks like your car has paused. We are going to be sending our Waymo roadside assistance.
Mm-hmm. It was, you know, looking back, it was a little bit scary because it was stopped in the middle of like really fast traffic. But, you know, it's fine now. So,
yeah. I mean, what are your impressions of the safety of this, especially compared to, you know, a human driver in the car? I think the stats are pretty clear, but how does it feel?
Yeah, it feels very smooth. It's very comfortable, very well designed experience. And, you know, as I said, I'd would rather have one of these cars take me around rather than an Uber or Lyft. I say that because my first Lyft ride, I only took it because Waymo was not available at the time and I needed to get back to like where I started. And in that first Lyft ride, I think the driver's car was really dirty. And then the driver actually ran a red light and got a ticket while I was in the back seat. That was really a wake up call there. I'm like, yeah, I would rather take an autonomous taxi where, you know, it's not going to get bored or be drunk or sleepy or anything like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your predictions, I guess? I mean, if we look at the trajectory of autonomous cars, self-driving vehicles, and companies like Waymo or Uber or whatever it may be, do you think that this is going to be the way that most of us get around in the future? Do you think this fills a certain niche that, you know, takes people to and from a restaurant or a bar? Or is it a commuter thing? What do you think this is going to look like?
Yeah, based on what we've seen so far, I think that it'll probably continue what it's kind of doing right now, where the technology will be rolled out in steps in major cities, where there'll be like an area where you can call a car in a certain major city, and then they'll just keep expanding to more and more cities. What personally excites me is that I actually listened to a podcast where Waymo's former CEO, John Krafcik, said that they would be open to personal ownership of vehicles as well. Yeah. And there's discussions to be had about what that would look like. But I think that's more of a far future kind of thing.
All right. Well, that is Joel Johnson, creator of JJ Ricks Rides with Waymo. Thank you so much for coming on, Joel, and talking to us about this. And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.